Discussing the Tekiah Shofar of Chodesh Elul, and we mentioned that the Rosh Chodesh Elul seems to have one reason, and the rest of Chodesh Elul seems to have another reason. Rosh Chodesh Elul seems to be Zecher for the Tekiah which they blew as Moshe Rabbeinu ascended the har once again, to remind them not to fall prey to the same chait that they fell prey to the first time, the chait of Avodah Zarah, the chait HaEgel. While the rest of the month we blow shofar, not to remind us of that blowing the not to remind us of that Tekiah Shofar. That Tekiah Shofar was only on Rosh Chodesh, but the rest of the month we do it to wake us up, to arouse us to begin the tshuva process. And I mentioned at the time that seemingly it is probably out of order. Why would we begin with the Tekiah Shofar, which was post tshuva, after they had already accomplished tshuva, they blew the shofar to remind them not to be chote again? And simply put, the obvious reason would be to avoid any sense of yiyush. We know that the biggest obstacle, the greatest impediment for one to accomplish tshuva is not even to begin. And one doesn't begin tshuva very frequently, as Rabbi Yisrael Salanter pointed out in his Or Yisrael, because of the simple fact of yiyush. Ulecholi hayeyush, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the father of the Muslim movement, ulecholi hayeyush. He calls it a sickness. It's a spiritual sickness. People simply give up. There is nothing worse when it comes to spiritual development than that of yiyush. In order to ensure that a person even begins the process of Elul, the process of tshuva, we begin with the Tekiah Shofar, which was post-tshuva, showing that Klal Yisrael, after falling to the depths where they were Oved Avodah Zarah, they were Oved the Chet HaEgel, they still accomplished tshuva, so we too propel ourselves into that process of tshuva. But I also mentioned that I think there's something deeper, and that is that Rabbeinu Yoina tells us, whereas the process of tshuva seems to be obvious to us, and I got much pushback after the shir, so I wanted to dwell into this process of tshuva. The process of tshuva is very often, we think, in terms of the Rambam. And the Rambam is 100% clear when it comes to the process of tshuva. Of course, one begins with charata. You begin with remorse. And after you've accomplished the state of charata, you remorse, you regret what you did. Only then do you go and start beginning the Kabbalah al ha'asid. The Rambam is very clear in his Perish Mishnayos to Meseches Yuma, where the Rambam writes as follows, V'hatshuva hu sheyisvade odem al avoynoisav, a person does vidoy on his avoynos of Nei Hashem, v'yisnachem amal shechata, he does charata, he regrets, he expresses the regret for what he did, does. Only after expressing charata, expressing that regret, says the Rambam, could one go ahead, v'yikabel alav, shelo yoshev lezeh hachela olam. After you regret, you express that you regret what you did, and you come to a real state of regret, remorse, then you could be mekabel from here on in. Clearly the Rambam holds, the first stage is charata. After charata, one goes to Kabbalah al ha'asid. However, in Rabbeinu Yoina's Shari Tshuva, it is not simple at all. Rabbeinu Yoina's Shari Tshuva, it seems that he indicates that the order is, in fact, as we mentioned yesterday, the order is the opposite. Rabbeinu Yoina writes in the first shar of the Shari Tshuva as follows, Ve'od nemer acharav ki acharei shuvi nichamti. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, the pasuk tells us in Yirmiyah, ki acharei shuvi nichamti. After tshuva, that's when I am menachem. That's when I am nichamti. That's when I express my regret. What's Rabbeinu Yoina telling us? First you do tshuva, what he's referring to as Kabbalah al ha'asid. First you take it upon yourself to be mekabel from here on in that I'm not going to be choyte anymore. That is the easier step and the step that you should begin with. As we mentioned yesterday, you don't begin by looking backwards according to Rabbeinu Yoina, because that's going to propel you into a state of depression. Then you're not going to ever get to the next step. According to Rabbeinu Yoina, you begin with Kabbalah al ha'asid. Acharei shuvi, after I was shav, after I returned to the Ribbono Shel Olam, after I was mekabel al ha'asid, and I'm not going to do it anymore, then nichamti, then and only again could I express my remorse. According to the Rambam, it's first charata, then kabbalah al ha'asid. According to Rabbeinu Yoina, you begin with kabbalah al ha'asid, and then you go to charata. It's actually interesting Because this machlokes between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam, where it seems that it's just a machlokes in terms of the Seder HaDvarim, the order, does Charata come first, or does Kabbalah HaLa'asid come first, they point out, many of the Achronim point out, very beautifully written up by Rabbi Finkel, one of the Mir Rashi Yeshiva, who was nifter a number of years ago in a beautiful Sefer, Poseach Shar. Rav Finkel writes as follows. Rav Elia Baruch Finkel writes that this machlokes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah is really based on a fundamental machlokes, Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, as to what tshuva is. Because the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah seem to have another very fundamental machlokes in terms of what is the status, what does it mean to do tshuva. The Rambam seems to have a positive, very positive spin, that tshuva is all about showing taras hanefesh, that now you are in a different place. I'm a different person now. When the Rabbanu Shalom could be meyed alecha, when it's yodeya talumas, when the Rabbanu Shalom says he's not going to do this anymore, that is complete tshuva according to the Rambam. The Rambam stresses what you will be doing from here on in. Of course, according to the Rambam, you start with charata. You have to start by regretting on the back on what you did. But what is complete tshuva? Complete tshuva is reflected by taras hanefesh, that I am now a different person. As the Rambam says, Hamechavin libo letaher nafsho mitumas hanefashos, hanefashos, shehein machshavos ha'ovim v'deos ha'ros, kevon shehiskin bilibo lifrosh me'osan ha'etzos. Once he already decided in his mind that I'm not going to take part in that anymore, that is a person who has accomplished tshuva. Whereas Rabbeinu Yonah is just the opposite. Rabbeinu Yonah says, what's complete tshuva? What is real tshuva? What's the definition of tshuva? The Rabbeinu Yonah says very clearly, it is that sense of regret. It's when a person gets to that sense where he's really upset over what he did. Ki ikar ha-tshuva lefi merirus halev. Tshuva in its essence is that you feel bad over what you did. So it's a fascinating thing, almost counterintuitive. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, you begin with Kabbalah ala Asid, but that's not the real tshuva. The real tshuva is when you get to the state of Charata. You begin with Kabbalah ala Asid, then ultimately you get to a state of Charata. When you're at the state of Charata, where you really regret what you did, that's real tshuva. According to the Rambam, it's just the opposite. According to the Rambam, you begin with charata, but charata, regret, remorse, is not tshuva. That's supposed to propel you to a state of where you will never do it again, Kabbalah ala asid, where the Rabbanu Shalom himself could be made, could testify that you're not going to do it again, and complete tshuva is the Kabbalah ala asid. So depending on how you define what tshuva is tshuva charata, is it regret, or is tshuva Kabbalah ala asid, depending on how you define tshuva, that's what will decide what the order is. If real tshuva is Kabbalah ala asid, then you're going to begin with charata and hope that gives you brings you to Kabbalah ala asid, a complete Kabbalah asid. If real tshuva is the charata, so then Rabbeinu Yonah says, you begin lightly, you begin with the Kabbalah ala asid. You don't have to get to a full state of regret right away, but begin by saying, I'm not going to do it from here on in, and then that will hopefully bring you to a state of full regret. Based on this, there's another big machlokas. If the Rambam tells you that real tshuva means that you are mekabel ala asid, that is the prototypical bal tshuva, someone who says the Rabbanu Shalom can testify that he's never going to do it again. So that makes sense, because that's the pinnacle of tshuva, the highest stage of tshuva, where the Rabbanu Shalom testifies you're never going to do it again. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you begin with Kabbalah ala asid. So does it make sense that a bal tshuva has to begin his process by saying, I'm never going to do it again? Yodeya talumas, the Rabbanu Shalom could testify that I can't do it again. Of course not. I'm just at the beginning of the process when I'm in Kabbalah ala asid. When I do Kabbalah ala asid, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, that's just the beginning. How could I say that the Rabbanu Shalom is made that I'm never going to do it again? So Rabbeinu Yonah, in fact, says, no, of course Kabbalah ala asid doesn't mean that you're never going to do it again. Rabbeinu Yonah has a much lighter opinion of what Kabbalah ala asid is. Kabbalah ala asid just means that I have in mind that I'm changing my direction now. Adam asher pasha, a person sinned, v'chata u'bal l'chasos, tachas kanfei ashchino, loshuv v'darchei tshuva, bayom ahu yashlich me'alov kol pisha'ov asher asa. Forget about the past. Don't think about the past. You think about the past, you're going to be stuck in the mud of the past. Atzmo, you oise atzmo, what do you do? How do you begin the process of tshuva according to Rabbeinu Yonah? Forget about charata, forget about the past, forget about what you did. You pretend that you're born today. You just worry about the future. From here on in, I want to be on a different path. I want to be on a different direction. That is enough to be considered mekabel ala asid. It doesn't have to be that you're 100% sure you're never going to do it again. It doesn't have to be the madrega of the Rambam that yodea bo talut, yodea taluma sa'ilam, that the Rabbeinu Shlom can testify that you're never going to do it again. All you have to do is take upon something to say that I'm changing my direction. I'm going in a different kivun, a different mahalach, a different direction. That is enough for Kabbalah al-Asir, and hopefully that will bring you to the real tshuva according to Rabbeinu Yonah. The real tshuva is that meriras halev, that charata, the regret, the remorse. It's interesting that in Slabarka, the Alta from Slabarka used to say that when it comes to Hilchos Tshuva, very frequently there's a machlekes between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam. Basically, the two major Rishonim when it comes to Hilchos Tshuva, the Alta from Slabarka used to say, we paskin like Rabbeinu Yonah. He used to find Talmidim of his in Slabarka that were depressed during Elul. And he would ask them, what are you so depressed about? What do you look so sad about? So the Talmud used to tell him, what do you mean, why am I so sad? Do you know that it's Elul? Do you know that the Rambam says that in order to be a real Baal Tshuva, it has to be Ad Sheyod Yodea Talumos, until the Rabbeinu Shalom testifies that I'm never going to be over on this again? Do you think I reached that Madrega? The Alta used to say, we don't paskin like the Rambam. We paskin like Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, as long as you try to change direction, it doesn't have to be with certainty that you're never going to do it again. You set your life on a different path. You're trying to go down a different road. Rabbeinu Yonah says that's enough for Kabbalah al-Asid, and that's enough to be considered to be a Baal Tshuva. That's what the Alta Sablarka used to say, that we paskin like Rabbeinu Yonah when it comes to Hilchos Tshuva, as opposed to the Rambam. It's interesting to point out, whenever we have these machloiks in between the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva and Rabbeinu Yonah in Sharei Tshuva, again, we just established that there are major machloiksim in terms of what the essence of tshuva is. Is the essence of tshuva charata, about the past, or is the essence of tshuva about the future? What's fascinating to point out is what many Svarim write. Again, haven't been able to verify this from a historical perspective, but we've mentioned many times when it comes to Erev Shabbos, Parshas, Chukas, we know Friday Parshas Chukas for many people is a fast day. Zog Zera Daraisa, because that was the day when they burnt in Paris after the big debate between Rabbi Chilmi Paris. They burnt all the Shasin, and it was a tremendous tzara for Klal Yisrael that they burned all of those Svarim. So there is a letter from the Ramchal where the Ramchal writes, it's brought down in the Chemda Genuza. The Chemda Genuza brings from Rabbi Hillel Miverona. Rabbi Hillel Miverona was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Yonah. And he writes that Rabbeinu Yonah, at the time where he saw the burning of the Shas, he saw the ashes rising, he said, I understand why this is happening to Klal Yisrael. I understand why all these Svarim are being burnt, because on this very place where they're burning the Shas, that's where we, not so long ago, took the Svarim of the Rambam and began to burn them. I see the ashes of the Sifrei HaRambam mixing together with the Shasin. As a punishment, the Rabbeinu Shlom says, you're going to burn this Svarim of the Rambam, this is what you get, you're going to get the Shasin of Klal Yisrael is going to be burnt. Based on that, many Svarim say that is when Rabbeinu Yonah decided, that's what propelled Rabbeinu Yonah to begin writing his Sefer Sharei Tshuva. It's interesting. What began, Rabbeinu Yonah first was one of the anti-Rambam people. He thought the Marin Avuchim was inappropriate. This event made him change his mind. He realized that he was incorrect. Therefore, he writes Sharei Tshuva. But Sharei Tshuva, as we pointed out, is another text of another work, halachic work on Hilchos Tshuva. And very frequently, we find it being totally opposed to the shitas of the Rambam himself. Mm-hmm.